here at World Dairy Expo, there is a number of different types of competition that take place, and one of those is the National Intercollegiate Dairy Judging Contest. And in this interview, I'm getting an opportunity to interview Lindsay Spencer, who is a student at the University of Georgia and was here on their competition team. Lindsay, why don't you first of all just tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
I am from Marietta, Georgia. I am a third year at the University of Georgia. Before going to the university, I did not have any sort of experience with large animal. The only thing I had was if you were driving on a vacation, like, oh, there's a cow. So yeah, it wasn't until I got to college that I really got into large animals, especially dairy. And I didn't really get into the dairy industry until last year in the spring when I took a dairy evaluation class, which starts you off to join the dairy judging team.
You're part of the team that was here competing, and I think people might be interested to learn a little bit about what all is involved in doing dairy judging, especially at a competitive level. So tell us a little bit about what you have to do and how you prepare for that.
I guess it's probably generally the same for every university, but I know I took a course that teaches you how to judge the dairy cow, look at specific parts and compare them to other dairy cows and what, you know, the ideal look of the cow that you want. So I took the class and they told me about it and said they were interested, and so I decided to join the team, and from there we just started practicing, and you just start learning more in depth about what is the most desirable way a cow should look and, you know, its correctness and structural correctness and things like that. So it just takes a lot of practice. It's definitely a repetitive thing that you keep doing. So you do practices and watch videos of previous judges or speakers and things like that. You listen to reasons. Reasons are when you speak in front of the judge and say why you place the cows a certain way.
I'm assuming this is the first time you've been able to do this here at World Dairy Expo. Describe what it's like to be here at this kind of an event with the competition that you're facing.
Well, first, this is my second contest overall. I went to Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago, and that was my first one. So Dairy Expo definitely was a little overwhelming, but I was really excited. Definitely coming into it, being on the Georgia team, we do know we're up against major competition because it's so widespread. Like, some teams give full 4-year scholarships to kids to come be on their dairy judging team, and they even have, like, ranks, you know, where they'll have a varsity team that gets to go to Expo, and they're not so great teams, you know, stay home and go to the smaller contests. So I just feel really privileged to be able to come to Expo and to get to participate, and it was definitely kind of nerve-wracking at first, but it was really fun and enjoyable, and I think they handled the competition really well.
With the cattle that you were able to look at and judge yesterday, anything you can tell us about the quality of the animals that were put on display for you?
The quality of the animals were excellent, I would say. Before the competition, you get to do a practice on Saturday and part of Sunday where all the collegiate and I believe it was the 4-H teams, they get to go out. We all go out to the same farm, and the cows up here are just exceptional, and all the cows they bring in to the judging team, they're just great looking cows. Most of them, you have difficulty figuring out, you know, what's wrong with them because they're just so, you know, in just great form and condition. But they have some very nice looking cows out there, so, and I was privileged to get to see some of them.
Do you have plans and your team for what else you're going to do here now that the competition's over?
Here at the expo, not too much. We're walking around all today, checking out all the exhibits, which I didn't realize how large it was. It's definitely a great place to, if you want to get into the dairy industry, to get to know some of the people and stuff like that. With the expo, there's not much left to do once they give you the results. So we are heading to Kentucky at the 1st of November for our last competition there.
Do you have, at this point in your college career, plans for what you want to do, and do you think it will be in the dairy industry?
I'm almost positive that I'll be going into the dairy industry. I first wanted to go to vet school, but I decided against it. I just really found that I had a fascination for the dairy industry. And so I joined the team to get more acquainted with it, since I really don't have a lot of footing in it. I think I might want to go into reproductive physiology, but there's just so much out there that I'm learning in the dairy industry that I'm kind of just keeping an open mind and seeing what's out there and what's available.
Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us on World Dairy Diary. And that's Lindsay Spencer, who is on the Georgia Collegiate Dairy Judging Team. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.